Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for In Search of a Healer, a show about your natural health with your host, Dr. Josue Andino. And now, follow us through a journey to find health.
Good afternoon or good morning, wherever in this part of this great nation you are located. This is In Search of a Healer with Dr. Josue Andino, and we're having the show from the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia, where it is sunny. It is a bit cold, but it is a beautiful sunny day out, not a cloud in the sky, and it is better than what the weather has been in the last few days, so we're very grateful for that. Today we have a very special show. Our show is one that I am extremely excited about for several reasons. One of them is that I believe that this is going to be very fascinating. Today, our host, myself, has the guest that I have been trying to get into our show for a very long time. His name is Lawrence Reed Joyner. He is a specialist in health, fitness, and especially in nutritional consultations. He is one of the members of our office, which is your hand medical in the city of Atlanta. And he comes to our office twice a month to perform his what we call nutritional microscopy, in which he will explain a little bit further. But this is one of the coolest things that I've ever had done to myself, because I wanted to be one of the first to try it out. Lawrence, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, here.
Okay, well, welcome to our show In Search of a Healer. For anybody who will want to call in to ask any questions of our special guest, you could call 347-215-8709. And we'll patch you through so you can ask any questions that you may have. Or also, you could contact us via Twitter. My Twitter handle is Andino Cairo. That is A-N-D as in David, I-N-O-C-H-I-R-O. And you could reach us there so that we can get any information that you want to, Mr. Lawrence Joyner. So, Lawrence, let's start from the beginning. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what led you to be able to follow this path of nutritional consultation.
Well, I've been studying in the natural health field for probably close to 30 years. And, you know, sometimes we through the media, hear things, we read things, and we get a little misled. And so about 15, 16 years ago, I started experiencing some of my own health issues. And being as read up on natural health as I was, I thought, well, you know, I can pretty much handle anything that comes my way. And so I was one of those that, like many out there, know just a little bit of information, about enough to get you in trouble. So I was,
exactly.
So I would self-treat, you know, self-diagnose, and then I would go out to the closest vitamin store, health food store, and try to pick up that supplement that was going to fix me, you know. And it seemed like each time I might get a little better, but then it would get a lot worse. So, you know, I continued on my path, and then finally I actually got in touch with a naturopath myself, and really started searching out this whole natural health thing. And he helped me regain my health through natural means. And even after I had tried some traditional medical stuff and had gotten no benefit from it, so I went through him, regained my health. And at that point, something clicked, and it a light bulb came on, and I said, you know, there's something to this natural health thing. And then the more I learned, the more I realized it really gets down to our nutrition, to basically what we eat, what we put in our mouth. So then I would say about, let's see, it's 2013 now, time flies. About 8 or 10 years ago, I actually started to pursue this and was going to do it as a retirement, as I was in another field at the time. And then through some events, I was able to actually go into this field full time about 4 years ago. And it was at that time that I learned about what we call the nutritional microscopy. And it just kind of opened all kinds of windows and doors, and just all kinds of information came rushing in. And I realized there's a statement out there that says that life is in the blood. And so I started to pursue and learn about this, and I got certified in it. And over the last three and a half years, I have learned through doing this that it is truly a fact that life is in the blood. And so what I have found is that nutrition actually affects our blood health, and our blood health is what affects our overall health.
Yeah. So, before we go into what exactly breaks down the microscopy, my Spanish tongue gets a little bit tied up with this word. How important this is, just to give my little two cents. You know, Morris was in the office, and I was feeling, I'm usually the healthiest person that I know, and I was feeling really sluggish, and you did your test, so I'm a firm believer in it. So let's break this down a little bit. What is the nutritional microscopy? What does it entail? And how do you perform it?
Yeah, basically, as you well know, we take just a little drop of blood, similar to if someone is testing their blood sugar. And I think that all blood tests, as I have learned, are relative, and they are helpful in the information that they give, whether it's a traditional medical blood test that gives us our cholesterol levels and all of that, our blood sugar test, which gives us where we're at in, as far as diabetes and all. But this one is the nutritional microscopy is totally based on nutrition, and that's what I love about it being in this field, is that through that one little drop, which usually contains about 5 million red blood cells, you can actually see how nutrition affects the blood over a period of time. As we know, the blood regenerates about every 120 days, plus or minus. So about every 4 months, our blood regenerates, and we get brand new red blood cells. And I have been able to see how people that are on the proper nutrition and maybe doing a few good supplements can change the overall landscape of their blood just by eating the right foods or maybe taking a few supplements. But basically, we take the drop, look at it under the microscope, and the person that is sitting there next to me gets to see their living blood cells right there in front of them. So it's
that
not just a matter
experience.
Of... Yeah, and it's
that
not just a matter
of... thing.
It is. It is so amazing. And all the ones that I've done, you find out that people are individuals and everyone is unique and different in their own ways, and there's no two that are alike. But through that one little drop, the person is able to actually see their what's going on, and it's not just me telling them or them seeing it on a piece of paper. They actually get to see it with their own eyes, and with that is what I call the shock and awe. They are able to really bring that old phrase, a picture's worth a thousand words, to life, because they see what's going on as quickly as I do. And as you know, it tells us a lot about how the body is breaking down the foods that we take in. And when we take in a lot of bad foods, it really puts a super strain on the body, on the digestive tract, and eventually on the blood cells, as bad food causes weak blood cells. And our blood that is what carries all of our oxygen and all of our nutrition to all the different organs in the body.
Okay, so you were talking about the landscape of the blood. So kind of give us a description of a visual of how is it that looks. What are you looking for when we are doing this test?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I think it's important. We want to make sure that we're getting movement, okay? The blood is meant to flow throughout the body, and we want the cells to be, individual. We want them to be separated, free-flowing, moving around. So we don't want to see them clumped together. And once we start seeing those cells clumped together, it tells me a couple things. Number one, usually, and I think this is so true for most people, we don't drink enough water. Pure water essential to life. And I see so many people that are dehydrated and they don't, and believe it or not, I don't know if people realize this, but you can actually dehydrate quicker in the wintertime. Now, why is that? It's because the heat is usually running, which is pulling moisture out of the air. Usually outside, the humidity is lower than in the summertime. And then on top of that, we don't get hot and we don't get thirsty as often, so we don't tend to drink as much.
That is one of the reasons why in cold your fingers look wrinkly and your skin looks more pale, because we're still sweating or there's still evaporation happening in the skin. So you're absolutely correct.
Yes, that is so true. And so... the first thing I look for is I want to see movement and I want to see separation. And usually the three things that really contribute to that are drinking plenty of water, and that's usually about half of your weight in ounces. So a rough estimate is more often than not somewhere between 50 and 70 ounces. I tell people that are active, people that are exercising, you need to increase that. Because of your sweating, by probably another 10 to 20 ounces a day. So for myself, say, normal male weighing around 195 or so, you want to be taking in around 80 ounces a day. And then as I go to the gym and exercise and work out, I add another 20, 30 ounces. So I try to get in on a regular basis about 100 to 120 ounces a day.
Yes, and for those of you that are watching, listening at home, the average water bottle contains 10 to 12, sometimes 16 ounces. So just break that down by the amount of bottles that you're drinking. You're absolutely correct. That's a very insightful. What else are you looking for? I know that you were talking about the red blood cells, the clumping.
Yes.
What other cells or what else are you looking for?
Well, the next thing that I look for is there's three things that create the movement and the separation. Drinking plenty of water, getting some exercise, which is so, so important. And in the wintertime, we're inside a lot, so we don't get out and we don't get that sunshine, which is our main source of vitamin D. You know, we want to, and a lot of people want to supplement the vitamin D rather than getting it from the natural source, which is the sunshine. So we don't get out and get that as much. The third thing, other than the getting some exercise and drinking the water, the third thing is the digestion. And what I find more often than not is that we are not breaking down our foods like we're supposed to. Now, why is that? Well, there's a couple reasons. Number one, we're in a fast-paced society, so we tend to bite and swallow rather than chew our food. That in and of itself puts more strain on the digestive tract. We need to chew our food better, and the saliva actually helps start that digestion process.
Yeah.
The second thing is, we tend to be taking in a lot of bad foods, and usually over time, our body is deficient in the enzymes and the probiotics that it takes to digest those foods. And if we're not breaking down our foods and digesting them, then we are not pulling the nutrition out of them that the body needs in order to stay healthy or get healthy.
Okay. Well, here, those are three very important things, and we're going to put those also out there on our website, and we're going to have this information available on the show notes via Facebook also. Again, this is In Search of a Healer with Dr. Josue Andino, and we have our guest is Reed Joyner, and we're talking about nutritional microscopy. Can you give everybody your contact information, any way that they could reach you if they have additional questions, whether it's phone, email, or if you have any Facebook or Twitter information you'd like to present?
Yes. First, our email address is createdforliving, and that is created with the number 4, living, at yahoo.com. And our phone number is 678-735-0471. We are in the process of getting our Twitter and our Facebook up, and hopefully within the next couple weeks or so, we should be fully functional.
Okay, great.
But that is the email and the, at this point, the email and the phone number are the best way to contact us.
Okay, perfect. And when you get that Twitter information and all that, we'll put it in our Facebook page. So like us on Facebook, that is Loratan Medical. Loratan is basically natural, spelled backwards. We have here a question that we have about niacin. And the question is via Twitter. Is it good for niacin to clean the blood?
Yeah, you know, I find that a lot of people are taking niacin for different reasons. Number one, usually to lower cholesterol and help with the blood pressure. What I have found is that niacin, being one of the B vitamins, really it is helpful to do these things. But I've also heard of a lot of people that take niacin, and they may not be taking the right kind, and they get what they call flushed. Now they've come out with flush-free niacin and different types of niacin. But basically what happens is people will take the niacin to address an issue, and all of a sudden they look in the mirror, and their face is all red, and they're looking at their arms and their hands, and it's all red. And
exactly.
It's because of that niacin flush that is happening. I prefer to do – I like to get – as much of our nutrition, including our niacin, from our diet or from a whole food supplement. Niacin being a B vitamin, I like to get all the B vitamins rather than just one B vitamin. I have found that taking a single B vitamin tends to throw off your balance there. And in my opinion, we need it all to be working together.
Yes, like I tell people all the time, there is a reason why nature, why somebody smarter than us created these complex, the B complex, C, all of those vitamins. They put them in a certain order for a reason.
That's right. You are exactly right.
Well, and what things can they eat that you think that would be a good source of that B vitamin?
Well, you know, it's funny, to me, one of the best things that you can eat or take for a great niacin effect is nutritional yeast, or brewer's yeast, as some refer to it. You can get that in supplement form. You can get it in a powder form. It can go into some of the things that you bake and all. And the thing about nutritional yeast, brewer's yeast, is that it contains all your B vitamins, and you can get a great B vitamin complex just from that. And that's what I really like, is when you are able to get all the B vitamins in the same, in the quantity that the body needs.
Wow. I'm making notes here because I'm going to try this myself. Well, here we are. Thank you for that answer. We're going to take a break. Again, this is In Search of a Healer, And with our special guest today talking about nutritional microscopy, his name is Lawrence Reed Joyner, and we will be back in a few. Stay tuned. If you have any questions, you can call us at 347-215-8709, or you could also ask us questions via Twitter at Andino Cairo. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Social media is not a fad and is becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do not have time to manage your social media network? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autoresponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform, and much more on Social Yours.
Hello, this is Dr. Josue Andino. Tune in every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio. In Search of a Healer is a natural health show that answers all of your health questions and concerns. Join the journey to finding all of your health solutions every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio, powered by WTV Networks.
Welcome, I'm Pamela Reese Wardlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigmund Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Again, it is today, we are in the 7th of March, and it is about 12:25, and we are here in lovely Atlanta, again, interviewing our special guest, Mr. Lawrence Reed Joyner. We're talking about nutritional microscopy, which we're doing, talking about how is it that he does his blood testing to analyze nutritional deficiencies, and how is it that this is going to help us heal and maybe address some additional problems or conditions that may be starting to see signs or clues that can happen. This is BGE Radio, and we are so happy that you're listening today. Everybody, you could go to BGE.com also and sign up to be a free member. That way you can listen to this show, but we have a wide array of programming that you can listen to, anything from financial, nutritional, religious, entertainment, anything that you might want to hear. This is BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. Thank you so much for listening. And Lawrence.
Yes, sir.
Back to this nutritional microscopy. The biggest question that I have, because when you did the test on me, we saw certain things that were going on. Things were good. Things were not so good. And just to give everybody kind of a feedback, I was feeling fine. I just wanted to see what this man had to present to me. And he got just a little bit of just a small drop of blood. Did not even heard anything, which that was surprising to me once you said that you had to get a little bit of blood. But one of the things that I was feeling that I had not told him was I was feeling a little sluggish, just a little bit slow. And I started working out, and I thought it was my workout. I was eating fairly well. And one of the things that we found was there were some bacteria or something there. So I know you talked about probiotics, but tell us how is it that would work?
Yeah, one of the other things that we look for is to see where the bacterial level is in the blood. As we know, there are hundreds of trillion of bacteria in the body. To me, one of the keys to good overall health is to have enough of that good bacteria, that probiotic, which has become very chic lately, because you see a lot of even commercials advertising probiotics on TV. And being that there's hundreds of trillion of these probiotics or bacteria in the body, and we're trying to get the good ones in, you can buy probiotic supplements that are up in the billions of active cultures. So the bacteria count in the body, what we look for is we look for a moderation. We look for the amount to be right where it's supposed to be. If it's too low, that usually means you don't have enough of the good probiotics. And as we know, your probiotics are what help you to break down your foods and boost your immune system. And you have to have those good bacteria in there to help fight off all the bad stuff that we come into contact with on a daily basis. Sometimes we will check and it'll look like just snowflakes everywhere, which tells me that the bad is just out of control, in which case you use the good to come in and to take care of the bad, to try to keep it under wraps and under control. So your good bacteria, your probiotics, they're kind of like your ground troops, that you send in to try to take care of all the bad things that we come into contact with on a daily basis.
Yes, and what are good forms of probiotics that that we should be taking to avoid these situations from occurring?
Yeah, you know, the two main ones are the Acidophilus and the Bifidus. Those are the two that whenever you go out to get a good probiotic, you want to make sure that it has both of those in some form. One of those is going to be found more in your small intestine, that's the Acidophilus, and the other is more in your large, which is the Bifidus. You will notice a lot of commercials talking about eating yogurt to maintain or create better bacteria, better flora in the body. There used to be a commercial, I don't know if you remember, Dr. Andino, but years ago there was a commercial where it showed these people that were from Russia, I believe it was, and they were living to be 115, 120 years old, and it had a group of them sitting around, and the common denominator was they were eating yogurt. It was, I think it was a yogurt, Dannon yogurt or something. It was a commercial about
yogurt. Yeah, yes, I remember that commercial, yes.
Yeah, but that was the common bond, is that these people in this country ate this yogurt, which had all these good bacteria, the good probiotics, and it helped them to lead a long, healthy life.
But the problem with now, the yogurts that we have out there, they're drowned in high fructose corn syrup and all these sweeteners and all these other things that may or may not help out. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's so funny that you mentioned that. Let me tell you, what I have found in doing this and what I see is that the number one thing that feeds bad bacteria is high sugar. You know, it just for some reason it creates two things. It creates an acidic blood, an acidity in the body, which just gives the bad bacteria a place to thrive. They love that. And then they love that sugar that comes in the body, and that's what they love to live on. So, yeah, they kind of took something that was really, really good, and then by adding all the high fructose corn syrup and all the sugar, they turned into something that's just moderately good. So, I was just going to say my suggestion would be to be a label reader and try to find a good yogurt that is low in sugar.
Yeah, because you can find yogurts out there, I've seen them, that have no sugar. They don't taste very well, or they're not very good to just eat plain, but you can add them to smoothie, or you can add them to some other, or you can add some fresh fruit to it to give it that natural sweetness.
That is correct. And there's some natural sweeteners out there, like the stevia and all, that can be used to sweeten it and not, cause a high glycemic problem. So you can use some of the natural sweeteners, or you can use some fresh fruit.
You know, I am reading a book now that you're that you said this about how is it that sweeteners and sugar feed the bacteria in your body. Found this book that somebody recommended to me. It's called Wheat Belly. And that is one of the major major things that they describe in the book, in which is basically how is it that wheat turns into sugars. It elevates your sugar levels much higher than even eating direct sugar. So and how that is created as a problem. So now that you bring that up, it just came to mind. It popped into my mind. And,
yes.
Whenever you did that test on me, and my bacteria levels weren't crazy high, but they were higher than what I needed them to be. One of the things that you recommended was the probiotics to keep everything in check and to just review my diet to see if I was having a lot more or having more sugar. And when I cut back on the sugars and on the wheat products and added some probiotics, my energy levels shot up. I felt like I was a new man.
Yes, that is so true. And, a little bit of a side note here. It's not that, in my opinion, that wheats and grains are necessarily bad for us. What I have found is that bad grains, bad wheat, are bad for us. And what I mean by that is that over the years, because of our farming system and how these things are grown and manufactured and processed, we tend to take something that used to be very, very good and through all this processing turns into something that the body doesn't recognize as a food, which it should.
Yeah, so what I'm also finding, now that we're talking about this nutrition and the food that we eat, I'm finding just through time that whenever I look at the aisle in the supermarket, the things that have had the most airtime on TV, the most advertising, those are usually the products that are the worst for you. The soda, any time that you turn on the TV and they're showing something like some Lucky Charms or whatever it may be on TV, those are the products that I try to stay away from. I try to look for the products that don't have that big advertising dollar because those are the ones that seem to be the cleanest.
Yes. And, I've heard it said that when you go to the grocery store, 90% of your shopping should be done on the outer aisle, around the outer edge of the store, because that's where you're going to find most of your nutrition.
Exactly. I try to do the bulk of my shopping where the things that are the freshest. So I do it in the vegetable and the fruit aisle and those things that are usually either in the front or way in the back. And I was reading this article about this group of people out in Europe that they should go shopping every day. And they're trying to figure out why was it that these people were not overweight, their health was compared to our Western U.S. culture, how is it that incidences of cancers and all these other diseases were less? And one of the things that they found out is that they shop every day. So everything that they eat is the freshest that can be.
Yes, that, and you know, and if you really think about it, the number one thing that kind of has an extended shelf life is bread. People used to bake their own bread. They used to go and pick up their bread almost on a daily basis, but you can buy a loaf of bread and it can sit on your counter for weeks at a time, maybe even months, and it never goes stale as long as you keep it, you know. And to me, should set off an alarm right there, a red flag. But there are some, if you shop, you can find some decent breads out there, and usually it will tell you on the package that you need to eat it pretty soon or put it in the freezer.
Yes, I found that that I'm starting to buy more like the Ezekiel breads, things that seem to have a shorter shelf life, just like you said.
That's true.
Going back to the testing and the blood testing, are there any things that you could see that will lead to believe that if you don't change diet or increase nutritional patterns that you could have troubles down the line? Are there any clues or any evidence that you could see by looking at somebody's blood that if they don't change, that could react and turn into
You know, in my opinion, natural health is a proactive health. Usually when we get sick and go to see our family doctor, there's usually already something going on. You know, if we have a pain or we have a fever or there's something already at work and you're going to the medical doctor to get that addressed. When you're dealing with natural, as you well know, it's more of a proactive thing. We're trying to cut things off before they become a major issue. So by all means, and I've done a lot of these, and a lot of people that come to me with different ailments, issues going on, and so I've been able to see how their cells look at certain stages of whatever issue it is that they have going on. And it definitely leads, gives a lot of weight to the fact that good nutrition does help keep us healthy, and it does help prevent us from winding up in the hospitals and the doctor's offices and things like that. So, yes, there are markers that I look for, that alert me and things like that. But what I've found, too, is that it doesn't take a long time sometimes to start to change the landscape of the blood. If people are diligent and really go in and change their nutrition within a few weeks or months, depending on where they're at with their health, you can start to see a major difference in the way the overall landscape looks. And how they're feeling. And to me, that's what we're after right there, is to avoid those expensive hospital stays. And being able to catch it early is so important.
You know, that is interesting that you say that, because I have a family member that we're going through this. As you say, they couldn't figure out, went to the medical doctor, wasn't feeling good, but this person was not in anything that I thought that would be in danger, critical danger. So, but mm-hmm. I still advised them to go to the doctor. Went to the medical doctor, walked in, kept them 9 days in the hospital, and they could not figure out at the hospital what exactly was the problem. And person gets released. Long story short, within 3 weeks, we changed this person's diet. And, he was having his nightly cocktail. It was just one. But one thing that this person was not telling me was that with this cocktail. He was taking some medication.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So it was basically getting toxic in most of us, you know, that do not have a good diet, do not work out, do not go see a chiropractor, do not do meditation or any additional things that are healthy and natural. We live in a toxic environment.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and this person, you know, long story short, spoke to him yesterday. Within 3 weeks of the initial problem, changing the diet and everything. Oh, by the way, this person is very overweight. But that's the one that can't figure out how to gain the weight and all this other thing. Well, he's lost 25 pounds in 3 weeks.
Yes.
Not changing anything other than the diet, just because his body now is flushing so many toxins.
Mm.
So that always leads me to believe whenever somebody comes to me, especially like as their chiropractic doctor, and I'm adjusting them, and they're giving me massages, and the first three things that I do when somebody comes into my office is make sure the spine is in order, make sure where their spine and their muscles. Secondly, make sure that they increase their water intake. So whatever they're drinking, I immediately tell them drink more. And thirdly, I try to talk to them about better nutrition, because it is amazing to me how is it that people will come and get adjusted and all these other services, tell me that they're not feeling better, but we just change one thing in their diet, either increase the water or change a little bit of what they're eating, and their pain miraculously goes away or diminishes by half within a week or two. It is amazing.
Yep. Yeah, you know, one of the things that I see a lot of time in doing the microscopy is heavy toxins that build up. And we come into contact. I don't think people realize just how many toxins you come into contact with on a daily basis. I'm talking tens of thousands on a daily basis. And people are like, well, where do I pick up these toxins? Well, when you start to really break it down and think about it, anything that the body does not recognize as a food is basically a toxin. So from the
and even some foods are toxins.
That's true. And you know, you wake up in the morning and you know, you get in the shower, and what are you doing? You're washing off with a soap or a shampoo. Read the labels, and you'll see all these chemicals that are in these, you know, soaps and shampoos. Then you come downstairs and you eat breakfast and start reading the labels, and you'll see all these chemicals and these food preservatives that are going to be toxic. Then for some people, they take their morning medications. Well, medications are chemicals. They're toxins. You walk outside to get in your car, or you go for a run, and you're breathing in what you hope is fresh air, but more often than not, there's going to be some air pollution. There's going to be heavy toxins even in some of the air that we breathe. Then you know you never know what where the water that you're drinking comes from. So there's going to be, I mean, we are bombarded on a daily basis with these toxins. So in my opinion, we have to try to drink as much good pure water as possible to help flush a lot of those out. And the body eliminates a lot. Don't remember, the body knows that it has to eliminate. So we eliminate toxins through sweating and through coughing and sneezing, and when we go to the bathroom and all, we are eliminating toxins on a constant basis.
That is key that you bring that out, because I have I saw a patient who had been in a pretty severe car accident, and she was getting treated, and the pain levels went down very quickly. And one of the things that she noticed most of all was her elimination process increased. So she was able to go to the bathroom much easier, much better. And that in a few weeks' time, you could notice it in, like, her face. Her skin was to become much more healthy. She was not the patches of psoriasis were starting to clear up. Hair was looking more healthy. You know, just certain things that, you know, nutrition is very important in that part, that if you're not eliminating well, your body will not be able to absorb the proper nutrition also.
Yeah, and you know, as you mentioned the skin issues, when the toxins get stored up in the body, at some point they've got to come out. They're going to get, or otherwise the body's going to be overloaded, and the body knows that it has to throw these off. And if you're not eliminating through the bowels, or if you're not exercising through the sweat, then eventually these toxins are going to come out from where? The skin. And that's why we have a lot of skin issues these days, people with psoriasis and all of these eczema, all these issues and these skin issues, and it's because the body is trying to get rid of that toxic overload.
Yeah, so, and so when you're doing the blood test, how is it that those toxins appear in the blood? What do they look like?
Usually as bright lights, and a lot of times different colors. I mean, you will see these glowing lights, and they'll glow every color you can imagine, green, yellow, red, orange. And it's interesting that some of the most toxins I have seen are in relation to the profession that that person is in. And I'll give you a for instance. I have tested people that are hairdressers. And
oh, yeah.
Hairdressers that are around all these hairsprays and these hair dyes and things like that, I see just numerous and large toxins in there. A lot of the time, these toxins also get stored up in the fat cells. And you mentioned the person that was overweight, and these toxins get stored up in the fat cells. So hairdressers come into contact with a lot of toxins. Another thing, the fad of the day, one of the fads, tattoos. And I've seen a lot of toxins, people that have the tattoos. So, you know, that's one of the trade-offs. If you're going to be fashionable and have to get your tattoo, well, you're going to be getting a lot of toxins in there as well.
Well, yeah, that permanent ink is something serious.
So,
also, I remember within my test, you were telling me that there were my red blood cells and white blood cells, and then what else do you see? Do you see the toxins? Do you see fat cells? Do you see what other type of cells do you?
You see a lot. You see a lot of the food that does not digest, so you're liable to see things like undigested fats. Protein digestion issues will show up, possibly undigested cholesterol, carbohydrate issues may show up. So, but what you basically see is that the digestion, more often than not, is struggling. People just are not digesting their foods. Now, it's for a couple reasons, and I mentioned earlier, number one, we don't have enough of the enzymes and the good probiotics in the body. We don't chew our food well enough, but then two, we're not eating good foods. And sometimes the body has trouble breaking down foods that are not very good. And that's why I tell people, be label readers. You know, avoid those things like hydrogenated oils and food preservatives, because that makes a big difference in how the body is trying to take in the nutrition and break it down.
Yeah, that is very interesting. That always fascinates me. And how is it that your body will work perfectly given the environment that you give it? If it's a great environment, if you work out, if you feed it, you know, as well as possible, your body will work amazingly well. My brother told me something the other day that I thought was very interesting. He's trying to lose weight, and he's reading up just like you're doing and I'm doing and trying to do better things. And he broke it down. He was very simplistic. He said, basically, I only eat something that either grew from the ground or has a mother. So we're joking around and I was trying to stump him. I was trying to figure out what exactly he meant with that. And so we're talking about cakes and we're talking about desserts. And he was like, nope, chocolate cake, not eating it anymore. He had a fascination with chocolate cake. So he's like, nope, I need chocolate. It doesn't have a mother and it can't come from the ground. And I was trying to make fun and say, well, the eggs came from a mother, you know, the milk. Yeah, but that's not and now I'm taking that in. Whenever I go to a supermarket, if it comes in a box, I usually don't get it. If it comes in something, I just don't get it. It is something that's a simple way that I could do it. Again, time is running out. We have about 5 more minutes, and I want people to know more about you. So, again, tell us again your email address and your phone number so that you could be contacted or reached.
Okay, yes, we are Created for Living, and that's created with the number 4, living@yahoo.com. You can email us there, or you can contact us through phone at 678-735-0471, and we'd be able to answer any questions you might have or get you in for a consult.
You come to our office at Lortan Medical. That is off of 340 Boulevard Avenue, Suite 318, Atlanta, Georgia, 303112. And if you have any questions, you could also reach us through our Facebook page at Lortan Medical, and we can pass those on. Or if you want to schedule an appointment at our office, we could also do that. Or you could reach us at Twitter at AndinoCairo.com. And again, give us your phone number one more time.
It's 678-735-0471.
Well, I have about 10, 20 more questions to ask you, but we don't have enough time. So I hope that you allow us to bring you back on soon so that we can continue this interesting topic about nutritional microscopy and how to do the blood testing and to see how is it that we can prevent any major illnesses to take over our body, and if we're starting to feel symptoms, how is it that we can address them naturally.
Yes, well, I would love to be back on with you, Dr. Andino. As we all know in the natural field, we're not allowed to treat, diagnose, prevent, or heal any disease, but we do like to address these issues with nutrition. And let the body kind of take over and do what it's supposed to do.
Exactly, because it's really not about the symptom. It's really about that diagnostic name that people will put on it. It is about your body working to its fullest capability and let it flourish, let it shine.
Yeah, that's what it all boils down to is good nutrition.
Exactly. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to us. Our next show is going to be on April the 4th. Listen to us noon time, and at that time we're going to have Dr. Zia Inman. She is going to talk to us about how is it that aromatherapy and how is it that energy work help us heal from many of the symptoms that we're having throughout life. And again, this is going to be our next show, April 4th. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is, again, join buildgrowandenjoy.com so you can sign up, and it does not cost you a thing. But that way you can listen to all of our archived shows.
to listen to all of our other special shows that we have available through this website. And that way we will be able to stay in contact, stay in touch, because, you know, health is on the palm of your hand. Mommy, Papi, and Miss Young, I love you. Everybody else, thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you back on our next show. And this is In Search of the Healer with Dr. Josue Andino and our special guest, Mr. Lawrence Reed Joyner. Thank you so much for listening. Peace.
Thank you, Dr. Andino.
Okay, take care.
Thank you for joining me, Dr. Josue Andino, on In Search of a Healer, every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time, here on BGE Radio, powered by WTV Networks. And be sure to follow me on Twitter at Andino Cairo, A Journey to Finding Health.